looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
We're just reacting, all of us, in our production team here on Drive To, that heartbreaking story of Chantelle Robinson. Chantelle desperately wants to see her sister, Natalie, who's terminally ill in Western Australia and could have only hours to live. It is just so, so sad and unnecessary, and it's cruel. Chantelle can apply for an exemption, but it's too late. I mean, where is the common sense? And again, where's the heart from the WA Premier? And we know that this is not a one-off. Dr. Clay Gollidge is an infectious diseases expert in Western Australia. Now, he's on the line listening to that interview with Chantelle, and he joins me live with his reaction. Doctor, what more can you say after hearing Chantelle's plight?
Oh, afternoon, Jim. Look, you know, it's terrible. And look, it's an all too common story, I'm afraid. And, you know, we hear this a lot, and I empathise with her, but she's not alone. There's a number of people, far too many, that have been through this.
What's he covering up there? I mean, we know the health system is flawed. You know, is it, how big a mess is the system? And is that what the issue is here for Mark McGowan?
Look, there's so many things, I think, percolating around Mark McGowan's brain. I don't claim to be inside it. I speak to a number of people who are close to him. He doesn't have a lot of close people in terms of friends. But, you know, he's a paranoid sort of guy who's basically been empowered and emboldened by a terrified population. And, you know, he's petrified of the virus, and he's petrified of losing popularity. And I think he now realises he's in a bit of hiding to nothing, because he's starting to get squeezed from our local Omicron cases that are occurring here, plus the enormous pressure that he's now on since that train wreck of a presser on Thursday night.
Well, just on the cases, I mean, the WA Health Minister said yesterday, the 24 new infections confirmed that the Omicron variant of COVID-19 has taken hold in the community. So it's not as if McGowan's locked borders has stopped the virus. Surely it's time to open up.
Well, one would think so, Jim. There are 13 new cases today, including, we love this word mystery here in WA, mystery case down in the southwest. It is absolutely time to open up. And I'm not aware, you might not be aware of a petition that's just been going around amongst senior WA doctors, but this was started by a good friend of mine, Luke Torre, yesterday. He was head of intensive care at one of the major teaching hospitals. And we kicked this petition off, and it's got over 1,500 signatures already in just over 24 hours from all sorts of walks of life in the medical profession saying, open up, Premier, and stick to your original plan of opening up on the 5th of Feb, which is about the right time to have opened up in terms of our three-dose regime and where we are in terms of our health facilities.
So how many signatories so far on that petition?
Over 1,500.
1,500.
Over 24 hours. Yeah,
so, they're doctors, yeah. People like yourself, infectious diseases experts. Why is he not listening to science? Why is he not listening to experts like you?
Look, I don't know who he really listens to. I'm not sure. I'm not in his head. I know that he is very much, he's a very powerful premier. He's very omnipotent. Who he listens to, I don't know. I think he really sets the agendas himself, and I think he wants a miracle. I think he wants COVID to basically go away in the eastern states, and when that's gone away, he can open the border and say, here, I saved hundreds of lives. And I just don't think he really gets the true epidemiology of what's going on over there. And we even had last night our health minister saying the eastern states are basically in lockdown. No one's going out. No one's doing anything. And, you know, there's zombies walking through Martin Place stepping over dead bodies. So, you know, and this is this politics of fear that we've talked about that have terrified so many people in WA, that there's just this whole horrible world to the east of the Nullarbor.
Is it turning? Is he still as popular as ever? Is this latest announcement been a setback to his popularity?
Oh, 100% it's turning, Jim. And I made one of my junior doctors actually sit there and pull all the polls that have been running around in WA Today, Perth Now, the television stations, etc., the Twitter polls. And it's about 50-50 now, so it's come down a huge amount. So the population is very, very split on this issue.
Well, when you hear stories like Chantelle and about her dying sister Natalie in a Perth palliative care bed, it just lacks complete compassion and common sense.
And these new compassion rules, as Chantelle adroitly pointed out, you know, you've got to be triple vaccinated, negative testing. Well, that's fine. Everyone would do that. But then come over here and quarantine for 14 days. Mm. And it's just way too punitive. And the Premier made this announcement like he was really gifting people something special. But really, it was only going to be a tiny minority that could go along with those rules.
I wish he'd listened to people like you, because you speak a lot of sense and you're a good friend of this program. No, seriously. Thank you for your time this afternoon. Good on you.
No, my pleasure, Jim. All the best.
Good on you. That's Dr. Clay College. He's the infectious diseases expert in Western Australia. And, oh, gee, you hear the plight of people like Chantelle. Please, Premier McGowan, have some heart. It's 6 to 5.